Moving on now, Yemen's Ansarullah movement has warned about attempts to transform the country into a federal state of six nations. In a statement, Ansarullah said Yemeni people hope the new government could meet the current needs of the nation. It also said the government has to show its commitment to the peace deal. The movement said Yemenis hope the peace agreement could lead to the formation of an anti-corruption government, a government that would not deviate from its right political path. Ansarullah stressed that any appointment or decision must be made in the framework of the peace deal, adding that the Six Nations plan is a coup against the pact and a clear breach of the agreement. Let's talk to Press TV's correspondent in Sana'a, Yusuf Mori. Yusuf, just what does this federal state plan mean for the integrity of the country?
Well, the country's political parties, they came to an agreement to divide the nation into a six-state region, a federal state system, in the country's National Dialogue Conference, which the Houthis were a part of. However, the Houthis, they opposed this new federal state system. They deemed it as a Western plot to further divide Yemen and to prop up more sectarian differences between Yemen's political parties. What the Houthis are basically saying now is that the Yemeni government is obliged to make changes within the framework of the Peace and National Partnership Agreement, which was signed with the Houthis in September after a month and a half of anti-government protests and sit-ins, which basically forced the Yemeni government to restore fuel subsidies and to meet the Houthis' demands for the topplement of the government. Now, fuel subsidies have been restored, and the previous Yemeni government has been toppled. And the article in the outcomes of Yemen's National Dialogue Conference, which stated that Yemen would be transformed into a federal state system, that article was also toppled with the signing of the Peace and National Partnership Agreement, which basically recognizes Yemen as a unified state under a Republican political system. So that is contradictive to the outcomes of Yemen's National Dialogue Conference. And this is basically what we are about to see is is political tensions increase between Yemen's political parties and the Houthi movement, who are basically saying that they don't recognize transforming Yemen into a federal state system. What they recognize is the last agreement which was signed, which was the Peace and National Partnership Agreement, which stressed that a new government of technocrats would be formed, and the ultimate goal of that government would be to tackle corruption within Yemen's within government officials within the Yemeni government. The Houthis, what they're basically saying here is that the issue is not that of geographical issues between the north and the south. The Houthis believe that if a government can be formed free of all types of corruption, then that will ultimately gain be in the interest of the southern protesters, who, as we have seen for the past 2 months, have been taken to the streets, not calling for a federal state system, but calling for an independent southern state free of all types of northern dominance over their political affairs.
And very briefly, just how much does this plan resonate with the people?
The Yemeni people from day one, they deemed transforming Yemen into a federal state system is a Western plot, which is orchestrated by Saudi Arabia and the U.S. to divide Yemen and to preserve Western interests at the cost of the Yemeni people. This was something which, in the 2011 revolution, the Yemeni people did not call for. And this is something which the Houthis stressed very, very clearly in the National Dialogue Conference, was that those who seek to divide Yemen into six autonomous regions are not the Yemeni people. They believe that it is the work of foreign ambassadors who basically seek to keep Yemen in a state of chaos and instability by instigating, by dividing the country into six autonomous regions, something which will ultimately spark civil war, because you have many tribes who, tribes in the central part of the country, in the north part of the country, and also in the south, who simply don't want to see Yemen divided. And they're basically against any notion to divide Yemen into a federal state system. So the Yemeni people don't recognize, despite the political parties agreeing to transform Yemen, to divide Yemen, this is something which the Yemeni people have rejected from day one.
All right, Press News, Yusuf Mori reporting from Sana'a. Thanks to Yusuf.